Just over 5 years ago, I was still in the seminary, and we were able to make our first trip as a class to the Holy Land, to Israel and Jordan. And so we board the plane, and it's, of course, the longest flight of my life. And we're all tired at the end of our journey. We land in Tel Aviv, but we can't go to sleep right away, otherwise we'll mess up our sleep schedule. A few classmates of mine and I decided to go and have a toast. You know, we've landed in the Holy Land. Here we are in this holy place where Jesus lived and walked, and so many of the Bible stories that have been profound in our lives, they actually happened here. So let's go have a toast. And so we find an establishment, and there were probably about a dozen of us, and we find some seats. And our waitress comes and takes our order. We're kind of a noticeable group, you know, a group of young 20 and 30-somethings. And she's, of course, intrigued. She says, "What brings you here? Who are you?" And we told her that we were studying to be Catholic priests. She wasn't a Christian. The Christians in the Holy Land are quite a minority. But she, of course, has seen others come through like us. And she felt brave enough to ask us a question. She said, "You're studying to be priests. Why would you do that?" It was intriguing for her to see a dozen men willing to give their lives away. For what purpose? And we kind of sat there in the silence as it hung in the air. I think we were looking at each other. Whose turn is it? And one of the brightest members of my class, a very dear brother, he chimed in with just one sentence, something very clear and something very profound. He said, "I guess it's a lot like falling in love." And she was able to receive that. She said, "Oh, that makes sense." And then went off and went to fill our order. And I'm really glad that brother chimed in, because I'm not sure I could have been so concise yet so eloquent. Being a priest, following the Lord's call, it's a lot like falling in love. I remember when I first fell in love. It was before I was, you know, firmly called to be a priest. I was in college, and I had gone through Catholic school, and I had been baptized and received all the sacraments and catechized. But my faith stayed at somewhat of a little boy level. It was somewhat of a juvenile faith. And then I went away to college, and the Lord started pouring more and more love into my heart and inviting me into deeper friendship with Him. And during those years, everything changed. My life changed. My friends changed. The priorities and those things that are important in my life changed. It changed the way I spent my evenings. It changed the way I spent my weekends. It changed the way I talked and the entertainment that I enjoyed. Falling in love with Jesus during those years of college changed everything in my life. And then I was able to follow Him in greater friendship. It led me here to Minnesota, and eventually then 9 years or so later, I felt another call to His love, a deeper call to His friendship into the priesthood. I was in a time of prayer like I was accustomed to making, and I was in an adoration chapel here in the Archdiocese, and laying the desires of my heart out to Jesus, telling Him I wanted to serve Him forever, I wanted to be with Him, I wanted to love Him and to enjoy communion with Him. And He spoke, not in audible words, but in just a piece of my heart and in a greater love to say, "How about you do that as a priest? It would be a blessing to you, it would be a blessing to me, it would be a blessing to the world. It's not something I would force you to do, but an invitation, a proposal from Jesus." And in that, I felt just a greater call to intimacy, a greater call to love and friendship with Him. And I was blessed and free to say yes to that. Of course, love and friendship with Jesus, these things aren't just for priests. These things are for all of us. These are the most deep things of our faith, and they're tangible and they're real for all. That's really the focus of our faith. It's what we hear time and time again through the scriptures. I talked last week about St. John and his message of love, especially loving one another. And we get another double dose of John today. And again, it's about love. This is the most primary thing about our faith. He says in this first letter of St. John, whoever is without love doesn't know God, for God is love. If I haven't fallen in love with God, if I haven't decided to walk with Him in love, I don't know Him. I may go through the motions of church, I may do holy things, but if I don't love, I don't really know God. I haven't encountered Him as a real person, someone who could actually be a friend. And that's what the Lord invites us into. He invites us into this choosing, this calling in our gospel today. Again, from St. John's gospel, he says, it wasn't you who chose me, but I who chose you. And I'm inviting you into that love. Remain in my love, Jesus says. I have called you friends, he says. These are the most primary things of our faith, love and friendship. It's not necessarily about the rules. You know, the rules of our faith are important, but Jesus doesn't lead with that. He says, you'll remain in my love and you'll remain in my friendship if you keep my commandments. But it's really the other way around. If we remain in his love and we remain in his friendship, we'll want to desire to keep his commandments, because I want to give everything away to the one I love. You who have fallen in love with another person, you know this. When you fell in love, you wanted to give everything to that person. You wanted to spend time with them. You wanted to be in friendship with them. And the same is true with Jesus. When we fall in love with him and when we become his friends, we want to do what he says and we want to spend more and more time with him. I've heard it said, if you show me your calendar and you show me your credit card statement, then I can show you who you love. That's how we show it, isn't it? It's by the time that we spend, the events that we keep in our calendar, and it's by the money that we spend. It's by what I invest in. And I want to invite you into greater investment into this loving friendship with Jesus. It's something that has changed my life, and it's something really that has changed the world. Jesus's love, Jesus's friendship. I think there's a temptation, especially among men, to think, love, that sounds feminine. That sounds like something for women. You think of Valentine's Day even. I don't know too many men that count down to Valentine's Day, or they get really jazzed about Valentine's Day, about things of love. You might even think that things of the church, you know, those are really for women too. You see a lot of women at church. We see a lot of women in different things that we host here at St. Jude's and at other churches. But I want to tell you, love and friendship with the Lord, it's for all. It's for men and women. It's for young and old. Jesus invites all of us into greater friendship. Now, today's Mother's Day, and certainly we could probably point to our mothers as those who have taught us about love, those who have modeled the faith for us. But I want to give a gift to the mothers today here present, a Mother's Day gift to all of you. And it's actually to talk to your sons and to talk to your husbands. That's going to be my mother's gift to all of our mothers today. I want to give all of you men in attendance and those watching online an invitation to come into greater friendship and to greater love with Jesus. Like I said, it can be a temptation to put these things on the shelf and to think, I'll get to it when I have time. And many men just don't even know how to start in a life of prayer, in a life of friendship, in a life of love and vulnerability with the Lord. So I want to invite you and extend an invitation to you to contact me, to send me an email, or to give me a call at the parish office. Now, this invitation is for anybody. Anybody who wants to call me and email me, I'm always available. I'll always make time. But especially to the men in our parish, I want to invite you to reach out to me. I know many of you, your hearts are burning now, or they've burned in the past with a desire to greater fidelity, a desire for greater faith and friendship with Jesus, but you just don't know how. And I want to help you with that. I want to give you some pointers and some tips. What would it look like if we had more men in our parish and more women that would step out in faith to say, you know, apart from Sunday Mass, I actually want to do more. I want to live more for Jesus. I want to pray every day, even if it's just for a little bit. I want to have a group of friends whom I can share my friendship with Jesus with, maybe meeting once a month or checking in occasionally, and I would have the vulnerability to ask somebody, what's your friendship with Jesus like? Our parish would be transformed if we had more men and more women who were willing to take that step of faith. So I want you to contact me. I want you to reach out to me, and I'll share you with you what I've got, and maybe connect you with some other men who are encouraged and desiring this greater faith too. Because I think these are really the steps that we need to take as a parish if we want to have more faith and more love. I want to read a poem here for you. It's kind of part poem, part exhortation from a Jesuit priest who lived in the 20th century. His name's Father Pedro Arrupe. I know many of you have gone to the de Montreville retreats at here close to us in Lake Elmo, or you know some other Jesuit priests, and he was the leader of the Jesuits for a time in the 20th century. And Father Arrupe spoke so beautifully about this friendship, this love with God, and about how it calls us into abandoning everything, how this love transforms everything in my life. Father Arrupe said this: "Nothing is more practical than finding God, than falling in love in a quite absolute and final way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what you will do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read, whom you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, stay in love, and it will decide everything." Jesus is speaking to each of you today as he's speaking to me. Come and follow me in greater love. Come and follow me in greater friendship. And it will change everything for the better.